three.
This is a big day. How are you? How are you, Dad?
I'm fine. You know, I've done this before, dude. Really not that exciting the second time. I hate to,
Really?
So why aren't you in here, then?
Yeah, why aren't you here?
I would love to be there. Actually, but...
And that's...
My wife had a cesarean, which means they slice you open, you know?
Right.
And I've got lots of commentary, but I might have to hold that since you got Parcells today. I'll hold that for later in the week if you want, but...
Sure.
I'll just give you some facts today.
Okay.
She had cesarean, which means she's got to stay in the hospital longer.
Uh-huh.
And,
It also leaves a mark, yes?
I guess it will.
I would think.
But we haven't seen the bikini for years anyway, so... I don't think that's going to be a big problem.
Well, they don't do it like in the old days, you know,
the
ladies that used to dance at the places that I used to frequent in college where the cut would go all the way up to the sternum. All the way down to the navel. I think they just make a small incision now, don't they?
Yeah, in fact, they let me cut it.
What?
They did not.
No, they didn't.
You believed me for a second, didn't you?
No.
I did. I thought, well, I
really?
They're letting the dads get more involved now. I don't know.
Scott.
Maybe they just gave you the scissors and held your hand and you cut.
No, I did that. I did snip the cord last time. And that was That was a little bit creepy. Sure.
Yeah, I refuse that. I gave that to Heisman.
Well, let's not bury the lead here, though. You had a daughter, right?
Yes. Saturday at 2:07.
Saturday at 2:07. Have we named this baby?
We have. Her name is Eden. Eden McDowell.
Eden? Like the Garden of?
Like what? Say that again.
Like the Garden of?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Okay.
Now, are we seeing a trend here with the E's?
Are we alliterating?
Yeah. Is this grandma's or grandpa's or?
No, the grandma's last name is the middle name, and it's really kind of weird.
Try me.
Dragan, Dragan.
I like that. It's original.
Eden Dragan McDowell.
That sounds like a demon or something.
Like a demon?
Yeah, that sounds like a strange medieval...
Bring forth the dragon.
Kind of what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's a beautiful name.
You're so sentimental, Tom.
Yeah, I do, I like that, though.
Your buddy here just had a baby, and you're telling him it's...
He didn't name it after a demon.
Well, I don't think he did name it after a demon.
That's a demon, man. I know demons.
It's grandma's last name.
I don't think he said, hey, honey, I know this great demon we can name our baby after. I don't think that happened.
How about Beelzebub? Let's go with Dragon. Okay.
What, Dan?
Like picking a saint's name?
Yeah, right.
Particular demon?
Sure. So, all right, mm-hmm. Do I have to ask for weight and everything? Is that what people do?
I guess that's the protocol. I don't know. That's what the crowds do.
And then I have to act like, wow, that's a big baby. So no matter what you say, I'm going to say it was a real big baby. Go ahead.
Right, 7 pounds exactly.
Wow.
That's a big baby.
Big old baby.
That is a big baby.
Oh, wow.
It was bigger than, like, if it was 6 pounds and stuff.
Exact.
At number 3 in the ticket top 10, that was Bad Radio. And